Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Why did this happen? We still do not know. But a community is left reeling following yesterday's mass shooting in Minnesota.
And we have many in our community of friends and neighbors in Minneapolis that are suffering.
An 8-year-old and a 10-year-old were killed. More than a dozen others, 14 children and 3 adults, were wounded when a lone shooter opened fire through the windows of a church. Here in the city, the NYPD says, out of an abundance of caution, they're deploying additional resources at houses of worship, specifically to churches. They also urged anyone who sees suspicious activity to call 911 or 888-NYC-SAFE. In the wake of the attack, 1010 Winds spoke to Mark Barden, the co-founder of Sandy Hook Promise, on how that community can even begin to heal.
Folks need to just understand there's no wrong way to approach this and just to do whatever works. Folks, you know, either their friends, their family will be approaching them with, they'll need to help them, they'll want to help them, they can't take their pain away, they don't know what to do. But if they can find something for these folks to do, if they're ready for that.
He says school systems need to do a better job recognizing the signs that a person will carry out these actions and that kids need to be taught how to better communicate what they might be going through. The Reverend Al Sharpton Toledo March in Lower Manhattan today. It comes on the anniversary of the 1963 March on Washington, but in 2025, it will protest the Trump moves to do away with programs that support diversity, equity, and inclusion. Our Glenn Shuck with more.
Again, good morning. As Sharpton is saying that this march will start in Foley Square and then eventually make its way through the financial district later on this morning. He calls DEI the civil rights fight of our generation. And he's been calling for regular boycotts of corporations who've been scaling back their DEI policies.
Down Wall Street, trading every day, doing the stock market every day. When is the last time we've had a mass march, nonviolent but determined, right there where they know? We know who you are.
So the NYPD will be gearing up for this, and we're actually being told as well that mayoral candidates Adams, Mamdani, and Cuomo are all expected to attend at some point during this march. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Lower Manhattan.
Mayor Adams announcing what he calls a full mobilization plan following yet another shooting in the Bronx.
It's alarming, and we're going to have the chief up there come up with a full plan of how we're going to identify some of these locations and some of the gangs. That's why we have to be proactive with this stuff, because these young people are getting more and more involved in gang behavior.
3 people were killed, another 4 injured in 5 separate shootings in the borough in just over 24 hours. The most recent incident last night on College Avenue in Claremont, where 37-year-old Ryan Hines was fatally shot, 2 others wounded. Also last night, frustration at a vigil.
Prayers, candles, and a call to action from the Baychester community.
I don't understand how people think it's okay to carry a gun.
Bronx DA Darcell Clark speaking out after gunshots rang out as kids were playing the past weekend.
This is us killing us. Nobody wins when this happens. Somebody is dead and somebody going to prison.
New York State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says enough is enough.
We're here again dealing with the symptoms of this country's disease with guns. And we really need to start to talk about that. How these guns keep getting in our streets.
Families impacted by gun violence in this neighborhood also at the vigil, hoping their neighbors put down the guns once and for all. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Baychester.
Were you expecting to get a COVID shot this year? Well, you may not be on the list. Most adults, 18 to 65-year-olds, are not approved unless you've got a certain health issue that makes you at risk. In fact, you could be expected to provide documentation of a serious medical condition before you can get that shot.
The FDA authorized Pfizer's updated dose of the COVID vaccine for use by adults 65 and older, along with those with underlying health conditions ages 5 to 64. The American Academy of Pediatrics says the FDA's scaled-back range could limit availability for key age groups. Last week, the lead pediatrician group recommended children as young as 6 to 23 months should receive the COVID vaccine to help protect against serious illness, as well as anyone under 18 who was at high risk or never vaccinated against COVID. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
At this point, it is not clear whether COVID shots will be made widely available at the drugstore or who will be covered by insurance. All right, let's talk about that water situation in Patterson. Crews this morning repairing the third water main break in recent weeks. Yep, happened last night. A 6-inch main bursting near Genesee and West Railway Avenues. Officials say folks nearby are likely to see lower pressure, discolored water, or no water for a time while they do the work. Meantime, water has been restored in the Riverside section of Patterson, as well as in Fairlawn, but that boil water advisory is still in effect. A couple of good Samaritans and a Facebook page help one of our own avoid a huge headache.
Rarely does the reporter become the story, but I just had to go and lose my wallet on a park bench on the Upper West Side.
Oh my God, there's a lot of credit cards in here. There's cash. We should take it somewhere so that this guy can find it.
That's what Melissa Joss's boyfriend said when they found it near the Museum of Natural History.
Before we handed it over to the security guard, I said, let me take a picture. I know where I can post this.
The answer to my prayers was the Upper West Side Lost and Found Facebook page, where many people saw that post and reached out to me.
I love how much people were looking out for you.
I can't thank you enough.
Social media for the win. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Could Penn Station be renamed Trump Station? Well, not officially part of the plan to rebuild the transit hub. When asked about it yesterday, the transportation secretary mused that reporters were probably wondering. We did get a clearer answer about the timeline for the project.
A $43 million federal grant and a design competition will kickstart the overhaul, with Secretary Duffy making clear the construction timeline will be aggressive.
We are going to move at the speed of Trump.
The person they've chosen to deliver is former transit president Andy Byford, a.k.a. the train daddy, who said this time will be different.
I think where people have struggled in the past is they maybe didn't have the backing of either the administration or the single point clarity of who's in charge of the project.
Duffy said it's too early to name the station, but Trump Station had a nice ring to it. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
A groundbreaking expected by 2027.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.